Next verse, please.
And then may the beings in hell take pause and wonder suddenly to themselves, why now do the henchmen of the Lord of Death and his vicious ravens and the birds of prey, why do they turn and run from us? What glorious power has turned the night of hell to golden day and smothered us within this happiness, this strength, this bliss? Who could have such power? And may they raise their eyes and see the blue of sky and seated in it the one who holds the diamond in his hand. And then may joy spread in their hearts so powerful that it tears away every wrong they ever did. And so then they can rise and fly, fly away with him.
It's a very beautiful image. People in this huge cavern of darkness are screaming, running from hell guards. They were not hired by some employment agency. They are a projection of the same evil, malignant, karmic seed in your own heart chakra. Like every irritating person you've ever met. And suddenly, the guards are running the other way. And suddenly all the vicious animals like Nazi German shepherds are running the other way. Suddenly the darkness in the hell turns into this glorious sunlight. Suddenly the dark cavern roof turns into a beautiful blue sky. And the people are amazed. They don't know what's happening. They look up in the sky and they're seated on the on a sun is a bodhisattva. In Sanskrit, his name is Vajradhara, also called Vajrapani. And he has driven away the hell guards and the evil animals and the darkness. And they are so happy, they have such joy, that it pierces the heart chakra, it pierces the subtle drop of consciousness. It goes to the center of the karmic seed and explodes it. And they are finished with their hell life. There won't be any more hell life. There is no more hell. And they just fly away with him. It sounds a lot like some kind of a god who can just drop down into hell when he feels like it and bring everybody out. If he was a real god, and if he cared for those beings, there wouldn't be any hell realm. They would have left before it began. There is no such being, and the existence of our own suffering proves it.